This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn. This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's search term is anal.
Anal. Anal sex. What does it mean?
Does anyone not know what it means?
Well, what?
Let's define it. Let's be sure.
Anal sex or anal intercourse is generally the insertion and thrusting of the erect penis into a person's anus or anus and rectum for sexual pleasure.
Mm-hmm. I think it's worth saying that the term anal could also include anal play, which doesn't necessarily mean a penis. Could be a finger. Could be a toy.
Could be a toy.
Could be a found object.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a whole world.
You know, there's a whole world of things you could put in anuses.
It's very true.
Practice safety, though.
Yeah, you know? Please do.
Lots of lube.
So this is a pretty popular search term.
Certainly.
It's skyrocketed in the years from 2009 to 2015 by over 120%, according to Pornhub.
So it's on the rise.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is. A 2017 survey of over 3,000 sexually active millennials shows that 35% of women and 15% of men are engaging in anal sex at least some of the time, the quotation.
Those percentages are fascinating.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a gap there based on like 15% of men
and 35% of women.
So there are, I guess what that leads us to believe is there are men running around just
lying,
doing anal or lying. Yeah. But why would you deny? I would almost think that it would be different because maybe the women wouldn't want to admit to anal, or is the men,
the men are like, that makes me gay, bro. I don't want to say fucked her in the ass makes me gay.
Because the year is 1950.
Yep.
It does feel like it these days.
I mean, the men are lying. Let's be honest.
It just doesn't make sense. Like why they would lie. It's just counter to what I would expect.
Yeah.
You didn't confuse me. I want to know about this research. Is it viable? It makes me think that there's a minority of men running around the world just specifically having anal with like as many women as they can, which would account for the higher number of women.
That's true.
Versus the smaller, that there are men that are like just getting that anal done.
Yeah, specifically.
With as many women. I mean, that's possible. That's totally possible.
Oh, that makes me giggle. Did you know that in Greece, it's really popular? 55% of Greeks report experiencing backdoor action.
Currently? That's like a recent statistic about recent
sexual
activity.
The global average
remains
at a third.
Global average is 30% of people have had anal, and
55 for
Greek average is 55%
specifically in Greece.
Yeah. Do you have any other countries, or that's just the one you happen to grab?
That was the one I grabbed because it was the most. And I was like,
okay, Greece go.
All right.
So that is the highest.
Yeah, that's the most popular place. People go to Mykonos to go to Lindsay Lohan's beach club, and then
and
they
to put a dick in an ass,
and then they do anal.
Lindsay Lohan's Mykonos.
Anal beach resort.
Anal beach resort. Lindsay Lohan's anal beach resort.
Yeah, I'd go.
If she listens to this, she's fully going to sue us.
Whatever.
She got mad that someone posted just a picture of a woman on her beach. She's going to be mad that we're rebranding her as the home of anal. Or maybe she'll be into it. Lindsay, you're welcome to come on the show at any time.
She could be one of the, 35% of women who are engaging in anal sex at least some of the time.
She might have taken that poll.
Yeah. It's very possible. This is definitely more of a male category, according to Pornhub Insights. Last year it was...
In terms of who searches.
Yeah, yeah. In terms of who searches for anal sex, mm-hmm. for this search term. Last year it was the seventh most popular search term compared to women, which it was number 10. And it's most popular in the 35 to 44 age range.
So... we wouldn't call those middle-aged men. Otherwise, I'm damn near middle-aged, and I am not anywhere near. Dear God. So adult men.
Grown-ass men, like an ass.
Interesting.
Stuff. Like an ass stuff.
I did a weird thing around research for this.
Oh, did you?
There was so much information on anal sex that I just immediately got bored and then started searching for anal poetry.
Interesting.
There isn't much. Mm. I found a quote from Toni Bentley that's actually relevant to what we're reviewing today.
Oh, yeah.
Because she...
The Surrender.
She wrote The Surrender, which is featured at the beginning of the Erica Lust porn we're going to review.
Right.
But I pulled a whole other quote that I thought was fun and compelling in terms of like what anal might imply psychologically. Mm. So the quote is... A man must have confidence in himself and his cock to fuck a woman in the ass. If he does not have this control, his cock will direct the action. He will move too quickly, hurt the once willing woman, and rarely, rightly, will he be given a second chance.
Ooh.
I like that because of what it implies, and what I think we'll get into this more later when we talk about the Erica Lust porn.
Yeah.
Is the notion of surrender, of the notion of like the trust. That's certainly required for good anal, should we say?
Right.
Successful. I don't know what a successful anal session is, but that there is, because there's a risk of pain there that is more pronounced, let's say, than vaginal sex.
Yeah.
That there's a...
Large risk.
That pain. There's a vulnerability there that's compelling.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't had anal sex.
Oh.
Which surprises a lot of people because I'm so sex positive. but yeah, it's never... It's only come up in a relationship once.
Yeah.
Where a partner was like, would you want to? He sort of framed it as an ask if I had interest, and I didn't because he had a big dick.
Yeah, you were scared.
And I don't know that I want that. I would have been open to it, and would have, like, if he had been like, it is something I want, would you be open to it? I probably would have said,
Yeah,
let me think about it. But he didn't push it at all. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine just having regular sex with you.
If the thing is, I've read this online, mm-hmm. so it's true, that because there's not a cervix, you can fit a lot of stuff in your ass. It's true. So if it's a big dick.
I love how scientifically you put that at the end.
Yeah, you can fit a lot of stuff in your butt.
So what you're telling me is that most rectums go deeper than most vaginal orifices.
Yep, that is true.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So it actually is a helpful thing for a person with a long cock in particular.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they're going to be like, great, I have so much.
Because I do think a lot, I worry a lot for my male friends with giant dicks. Like,
don't worry for them.
I know I'm not worried for them. But like, what I'm saying is I try to look at the downside.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They're like, well, that's not going in the butt.
Sucks for you because you're not getting that all the way into anyone's mouth. Yeah. Like, you are getting some shallow blowjobs.
And he's like, joke's on you. It's going in your ass.
It's not, though. That's the thing. Didn't go in my ass. Just a shallow blowjob.
Yeah.
Because I also do have a gag reflex.
So on the same vein.
Yeah. Do you want to share any experiences? Can I tap that door open?
Yeah. My back door. I've had anal sex. It's not my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely done it with partners that I was like comfortable with because like, obviously you can't, that's not something you can't just shove something in there.
Yeah.
You know,
you need, obviously. It requires extra lube and a certain level of
anal
trust.
Training. Do you know what anal training is?
I guess not.
Do
I mean,
you
I can
learn?
Guess. I certainly do. Is this? Right. Oh, is this our term?
This is our term.
I like how you sneak them in.
I know. You know, just like you can't sneak in anal sex.
You can,
but it's gonna hurt.
Sneak in a term,
but you can sneak a term.
We're gonna workshop this. And circle back.
So anal training is inserting progressively larger objects like plugs, anal plugs, in order to stretch the anal sphincter in preparation for such activities as anal sex and fisting.
That is what I would have guessed it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like training for the Olympics.
Yeah.
You want to build yourself up.
It's true.
Stretch yourself out.
Yeah. It's important to do. You got to have foreplay for anal sex.
Uh-huh.
In my experience.
You just mean in general, you mean anal foreplay specifically?
Anal foreplay. You got to warm it up.
You start with a toy.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
A toy, a finger, a tongue, whatever. You mm-hmm. can't just go shoving things in there.
Yeah.
Because naturally, as humans, that thing is a muscle and it's tight.
Yeah.
We can't just walk around with loose buttholes.
Well,
you can't. Things fall out.
How'd we get here? I mean, we aren't doing a porn podcast. I just...
Anal.
I was worried for you holding it all in. And I actually don't think that's as pressing of a concern. No.
So I have anal sex. That's what I said. Sure. I have anal sex. Not frequently. It's not my favorite thing. I'll do it if I am feeling particularly turned on. I mean, I like things up there.
Uh-huh.
And I certainly have put things up other people's.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a personal question?
Yeah.
Have you ever had like a negative experience specifically with anal?
Yes. The first time my long-term boyfriend in college tried to put a stick in my ass and my hands cramped up immediately.
Your hands?
Yep. I had like a whole muscle reaction, spasm.
Whoa.
Like my face, like my face. I had like a full body muscle spasm.
You just had like muscle cramps.
I shut down. My hands cramped up. I like got claw hands. My face mate started making a weird face. I was like, get it out. Get out my butt now. It's terrible.
His dick was in or it happened?
It was like the tip of his penis was in.
And your body just rejected it.
Yeah, it rejected it. It was like, this is not how things are.
Did you ever try again with that person?
No.
Gotcha. Do you think that was an emotional meets physical response? Or was that like, could that have been remedied with more lube, say?
Yeah.
Or anal training. Anal play beforehand?
Yeah, certainly. Like he literally just, he had a larger penis.
You and just kind of went 0 to 60. Right in.
And I was like literally my whole body froze up.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Doesn't sound pleasant.
It wasn't pleasant. I know a lot of girls though who use anal as like a bargaining chip in relationships.
I don't endorse that.
I know.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I've done it.
You can have anal if.
Yeah, I was playing a game, and I was like, if I win, I don't remember what I got, but I was like, if you win, you can fuck me in the ass. And he was very motivated.
Got it. Well, that's actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's a teasing thing. I was imagining, like, put a ring on my finger and we can have anal.
Oh, no. I mean, I definitely know a girl who's like...
Which I do know of.
Yeah.
That oh, I'm happening.
Sure. I know a girl who's like, he was like, if you let me fuck you in the ass, I'll buy you Louboutins. And she was like, done. Done. Get the lube. We'll do it right here.
Wow.
Yeah.
What would I... want in exchange for now? I'm like, what fashion do I want bought for me for my ass?
What gift do
now?
I
also
get?
Feel like, how come people aren't trying to knock at my back door?
I don't know.
Like, why haven't more people tried to have anal with me? I'm not mad at it.
Yeah,
I'm glad, but what's wrong
with your
me?
Butthole?
With my butthole?
It just seems very closed off.
Shouldn't that make it more appealing?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, is the appeal of anal though, like, oh, it's tighter. Tight.
Yeah. But there's another hole just next to it that's self-lubricating and mm-hmm. feels really good.
Yeah, for both of us.
Yeah.
Do you know any women who specifically derive pleasure from anal? Because I certainly know women who have said that
I do.
They love it.
That prefer it, yeah.
That prefer it over vaginal sex.
Well, maybe not prefer it, but definitely love it just as much.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I was going to circle back to this weird research choice I made of to try and find poetry.
I know. I'm very confused by this.
I don't know why I did this, why but poetry? Here we are.
Okay.
I essentially like found one of those like quote sites.
Yeah.
I sure. found this Samuel Beckett quote that is bewildering. Perhaps after all, she put me in her rectum. A matter of complete indifference to me. I needn't tell you. Needn't you?
Oh.
But is it true love in the rectum? That's what bothers me sometimes. Have I never known true love after all?
Wow.
I don't know why I chose to share this.
Yeah.
Except for to give you the like headspace I was in.
I'm going to need some time
prepping for these
this.
Episodes. It's worth saying that a lot of work goes into this podcast. Yeah. It might not seem like it.
Hours of research.
We work hard for you.
We do.
So you don't have to. Any other fun facts from you?
Do you know what anal gaping is?
Yeah.
Oh.
That one I do know.
Okay.
Do you want to tell our listeners?
Yeah, I do. Because in case you weren't aware, anal gaping is the act of having extended anal sex with the goal of opening up the anus wide for a period of time. It usually lasts around an hour or so. I don't know why they had to tell me that part.
Usually an hour or so.
Yeah.
You know, to really get it gaping.
Yeah.
Get that gaping going.
Get that gaping going.
Should we do our hoedown?
Yeah.
Homepage hoedown. This is the part where I search this term on an aggregate and report back with the best titles I find.
Sorted by relevance.
Yes. Well, I hop around.
Yeah.
I don't read all of them in perfect order always. Sometimes I do. But in this case.
So you typed in anal.
I pulled my faves.
What'd you get?
Ass busters.
Whoa.
All caps. Major ass ripping.
Ripping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a fan.
Oh, God.
Just circling us back to the
anal
notion
tears.
That women must be destroyed.
Yeah, in order for a man to get pleasure.
To gain pleasure.
Yeah.
That's what mainstream porn would have us believe.
It is.
Painful anal.
Oh.
That's following on that theme. That's the next title. Just called painful anal.
Okay. So.
Off to a good start.
It should be painful. That's so untrue.
Yeah. Tushy house sitter. Gets anal dominated.
Tushy.
Again, with the destroying of women as a theme.
Yeah.
On our mainstream aggregate.
God. Okay. Tushy.
I think Tushy. Tushy House Sitter. I actually think Tushy is like a brand, like a series.
Okay.
But I read it like that on purpose because it sounded funny. Stupider.
Yeah.
Also, House Sitter is very specific.
Yeah, I know. Like, not your house.
If she's house sitting, then why are you home?
What's she doing there? What are you doing there? I thought you were on vacation.
We have to keep grasping at straws. The mainstream porn hubs just like looking for your real estate agent, your neighbor, your house sitter.
Anal sex with your dental receptionist. You know?
Your dental receptionist.
I don't know. Like literally anything.
That absolutely exists a thousand times over. Bitch dildos her ass at piercing parlor.
Oh, again.
I would venture to say there's nothing in this video that provides proof she's a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet that she's just some woman.
She's just a woman trying to get her rocks off.
Who happens to play with a dildo in her ass at a piercing parlor.
Does she work there or is she getting a piercing? I wonder.
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
I like to think that she was about to get a piercing and she's like, hold on really quick. Oh, I just kind of.
Do you also want to watch me dildo my ass?
Yeah. I really have to do this really quickly.
I've been thinking about it all day.
I got to pull my, it's in my bag. I brought my dildo.
Yeah. It'll be 5 minutes.
Yeah. Just what I know my appointment was for 4:15.
If you could just film it also and I'll put it on.
Do you want
online
to be in
later?
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh,
okay. Well, then I'll just hard fuck young in a tight anal.
Hard fuck young.
Hard fuck young in a tight anal. So this is another, this is a classic example of, these are words
that we just
in no particular order.
Picked from the sky.
That we thought would grab your attention on the aggregate. And so it did. Big ass in yoga pants.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing that guys like.
That's a thing, I think.
Yeah.
That's a yoga pant thing.
I mean,
it looked good from the thumbnail. Like she kept the pants on and there was either a tearing that happened, like they destroyed the pants and made a hole.
Yeah.
Or the pants were designed.
They destroyed the pants, then destroyed her
ass.
With
some kind of apparatus or pocket.
So much
destroying. To allow for access.
I can't be, and why can't anal just be like a sweet, soft moment of anal before our lovely dinner?
Because the title, a nice warm hole, but I didn't destroy her.
Yeah. Isn't enticing.
Doesn't grab enough. Although I would have read that aloud. That's a nice,
a good one.
Hilarity opportunity. Mm-hmm. For him, a cozy anal doggy style. For me, a painfully swollen asshole.
That's the title.
So points for trying to give her agency.
It's from her.
This is. I love when the quote is like, me getting fucked. And it's like, is it?
You
is she the one
you
that
didn't
posted
upload
it?
This video.
Did she upload it? For him, a cozy anal doggy style. For me, a painfully cozy, swollen asshole.
Cozy anal. Mm-hmm. Again, the women are just getting destroyed here. It can't be like, for me, a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
For me, a great time with my
anal
boyfriend.
Anal was great.
Yeah. I got Louboutins.
He fuck her asshole so hard. He fuck her asshole so hard?
He fuck her asshole so hard.
And finally, really very hard sex. Just really very hard.
Really very hard sex.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. Wow. A lot to think about with that hoedown.
Should we start with Erica Less, since I already started to tease the Tony Bentley?
Yes, absolutely. So the first video we're going to talk about is His Was First in My Ass. This is from X Confessions, which we love. Erica Lust directed it, starring J Smooth and Tiffany Dahl.
Both very attractive people.
Very attractive people.
I have to start by saying, just incredibly aesthetically pleasing people.
This is obviously a feminist porn because it's not about destroying someone's asshole.
Yeah, just two people having a
wonderful time.
A nice time.
Yeah.
It opens on, I'm sorry, what's her name again?
Tiffany Dahl.
Tiffany Dahl.
Mm-hmm.
Reading The Surrender.
Yeah. Quoting
by Tony Bentley.
Quotes. Yeah.
And we have some voiceover.
Yeah.
I think that are also quotes from Tony Bentley because they refer back to it at the end. That's right. That is, again, just about this like notion of surrendering, vulnerability, of partnering with someone.
I thought sodomy was a thing only men enjoyed, is what she said.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. Okay, I like where this is going.
Yeah.
And I liked the quote where he was like, an asshole can't lie. Like pussies can lie. They're like slippery and you know what I mean? But an asshole has to be like 100% trusting. Otherwise, it hurts.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
It's profound.
Profound.
It's something. You're doing things, Erica Lust.
She's smart.
Big fans. I didn't have a... Like, I actually don't have lengthy notes about this because I was like, this is a great porn.
I loved it.
I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah. Frankly. Here are some things I loved.
Yes.
The
Here
setting.
For those. The setting.
I loved that it was like a flowery, feminine bedroom.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of the day.
It was like a brass bed.
Yeah. And it was like she was laying around in like the sexy lingerie. That
I
was
wanted
like
her underwear.
Pastel. Yeah.
It was like high-waisted, lacy black panties that
and
I was here for.
She was just
maybe
like
you buy
casually
me those and I'll do anal with you.
Me specifically? Well, this took a turn.
Well, we'll do pegging next. That's going to be an episode. So
there's a bunch of shots of her wonderful ass in these cute little undies on this wonderful bed with a cute bedspread and
just comfortably laid out.
And like everything was like
having a nice afternoon
flowery
of reading.
I bet it smelled good in there, you know.
There he comes in, we get a shot of his ass.
And he's post shower.
Which I appreciated. Appreciated.
He's post shower. He's got like a towel around him and he's looking at her ass and they start hooking up. It's just like a wonderful afternoon of like what I think that
he gently puts the book down so as not to damage it.
Right.
And that, yeah, they fool around.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, okay, a couple details. Mm-hmm. He goes down on her first. Here
love
for that always.
Feminist porn because that always, that's key.
Then she goes down on him.
Yeah.
And takes his hand and instructs him to play with her clit while she's going down on him. And I was like, correct.
Good girl. Atta girl. Good girl. I liked that a lot. I wrote that down too.
Then she reaches under her bed to pull out her anal,
her little friend.
Yeah, a little. This is the only suspension of disbelief. This is the only moment I was like, but it's called His Was First in My Ass. But you have an anal toy like under your bed handily.
Yeah,
like it just
training.
Made it seem like, yeah.
Anal
but
training.
So she had trained. So you're the way you're interpreting this.
Yeah.
Is that they had talked about anal.
Yeah.
And having it. And or she maybe had been playing with this toy to lead up to it. And this just happened to be the afternoon that they were ready to do it.
Yeah. Or like maybe the toy is something that they've used before. And he's like, she's like, no, I'll let you know when the time is right, babe.
And so they play with the toy and the toys come into the picture, but not his dick and her ass yet. But this
she's
is
got
the moment.
Some plugs. Yeah.
Yeah. So they, well, first actually they have vaginal sex.
Yeah.
And then she reaches for the toy.
Yeah. And she's touching herself while they're having in their in missionary, which is like a very accurate depiction of sex for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, this is what sex looks like.
Yeah.
This is exactly what sex looks like.
Yeah.
You know?
But in a hot way.
Yeah.
Like, well shot, no crazy ECUs.
Uh-huh. She's left her lingerie on.
Mm-hmm.
They're around like the 5 minute mark, she's on top and they're fucking and he starts playing with her asshole, just like, you know, gently warming it up.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that.
Yeah.
He rims her for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Key.
And then she pulls out the box of toys. And
yeah.
And they warm her up with mm-hmm. these anal plugs.
Remind me, do they use lube or does she go down on him to lube up his dick? Do we have a moment dedicated to lubing his
there
dick?
There isn't, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
So.
For our listeners at home,
mm-hmm.
we'd just like to emphasize that.
Lube would be a good
sufficient
option.
Sufficient lube is key to anal.
Yeah.
And it's skipped over in this one, mm-hmm. which is maybe a missed opportunity. Yeah. But
unless you are particularly wet in your
of
ass.
The ass. I don't think that's what happened in this
know.
Case.
Yeah.
I imagine there was some spit involved or just some lube.
For sure.
But
I like because you can tell these people are genuinely turned on.
Yeah.
These people want to be there and they are having a good time.
Yeah, I believe that. Absolutely.
You know? Then he fucks her in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hot.
It's fucking hot. As a person who hasn't had anal and has had no particular interest in that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah,
this looks great.
This is super hot.
She touches her clit too mm-hmm. while anal's happening.
Yeah.
So it's not just like purely anal. So it helps anal.
It helps
right.
me track her pleasure, which I always want to do while watching porn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like she's enjoying this.
Mm-hmm. I don't have much else to say.
I know.
It just was like a very...
I like that they go back and forth from like, you know, he pulled out and they like go back to like, you know, touching her clit and like mm-hmm. giving her more like clit stimulation. And
yeah.
like, then they go back to anal and he pulls out and comes on her ass.
Yeah.
It was nice. And then they lie next to each other and have a little cuddle.
A little cuddle. Yeah. The other thing is they don't, that you sometimes see in mainstream porn, like he doesn't fuck her in the ass and then fuck her in the cunt.
Right.
There's no like ass.
Truffle butter.
There's no issue with like order of operations because ladies, if you anal play and then get your vagina involved after the fact.
Yeah. You gotta be careful.
You will get a UTI.
Yeah. Or a little ATM, ass to mouth. You got to be careful with that shit.
Yeah.
Literal shit.
Yeah. Literal shit is the culprit in many a UTI.
Yeah. Great film.
Sorry, I was just sighing deeply about UTIs.
We've all been there.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much experience.
I liked this quote. My ass, knowing only him, only knows bliss.
Gorgeous.
I know.
Just.
See, like anal porn can happen and no one is destroyed.
And it's hot.
And it's still hot. It's very hot.
It does exist.
She's not like, ow, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's not like crying and he's not like, destroying me.
She's having a great time.
Yeah, everyone had a great time. He came. She came. It was great.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
See, nothing else to say about it.
Nothing else to say.
Should we talk about Arab Girl?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
First of all, let me explain something.
First of all, problematic title. Yeah. Second of all, she ain't. I
know. Let me just this explain. Let me explain some things here.
I know. I'm ready. Okay. I'm here for it.
So I picked this porn. Mistakenly, because I found it on spankbang.com.
Okay.
And I searched anal. And my go-to thing is when I'm looking for these bad problematic porns on the aggregates is I search with ones that have either the most views or the highest rating. This one had 100% rating. So I was like, great. Can't wait to watch it. It's called Arab Girl. I'm scared. It's going to be problematic. Little did I know that the reason it has 100% rating is because only two people voted and they both gave it a thumbs up. So it has 100% rating.
Keep in mind that porn sites are viewed more than Amazon, Netflix, and Twitter combined.
And only two people.
And only two people took the time
to rate this one.
To give their thoughts.
Okay.
On so, this porn. Which, like, this porn sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Spoiler alert, it sucks. But I will say that it deserves more than two ratings. Like, I think some heavier weight. Like, it's not, like, not a porn. Like, yeah. That level of response and, like, engagement makes me think, like, it's not porn. That you'd watch and be like, oh, this isn't even porn.
Yeah, like, this was someone's
recital.
It definitely
is. And they're really porn. Trying things. They're really going for it. I can't say if they're successful, but there are choices made and sex had.
So, it's called Arab Girl. We don't know why.
We don't know.
We don't know maybe who these people are.
Russian people?
They look Eastern European. Yeah. It sounds like a Slavic language they're speaking in.
I don't know. Yeah.
We don't know who made it. We don't know who's in it. We don't know how it got on spankbang.com, but we watched it.
She seems willing, but we don't know.
So it starts with
where or how.
She's lifting up her dress.
I wrote,
with her
we
butt.
Open on a lovely summer dress.
Yeah.
The pattern of which reminds me of the dresses I would wear to church as a child before my parents stopped dragging me to church. It's just a very cheery floral.
Yeah, it is. She lifts it up and she's wearing some light blue or gray tights. I can't really tell the color.
I think they're like nude colored and they maybe pick up some blue sometimes. I can't tell if they're gray.
I think they're light blue. The lighting is sort of weird. Baby blue.
In my head, this film needs color correction.
Yeah. So, and she, oh, spoiler alert, not wearing panties. She shows us her pussy and her asshole.
And through tights.
Yep. And then all of a sudden it just cuts. So they had an editor.
Or someone
edited this.
Cut it.
And then it just cuts to this really unfortunate looking slumpty dumpty man.
Yeah.
And he's getting a blowjob.
Mm-hmm.
And he's attempting to get at her vagina.
Yeah.
Through these tights.
The angle here is fascinating because she's not on her knees, as sometimes women will choose to be for a blowjob.
Yeah.
She's also not on top of him. She's standing up.
Yeah.
And like bent over for camera, but also like twisting around
to
blow
job.
At the same time. So just a logistically challenging choice for this blowjob.
He tries to eat her out through the tights and lick her asshole.
Yeah, he doesn't eat her out. He specifically goes for her
through
ass,
the tights.
Through the tights.
Yeah.
They're both kind of reaching under the tights at different points.
Yeah. The concept here was just...
Well, it was about tights. The tights really took center stage because we proceed to fucking.
Yeah.
And he makes the choice. So he's first he fucks her ass and the tights are like around her thighs. So they stayed on, but they're not really involved.
Yeah.
Then they flip around and he's still fucking in their ass, but missionary style.
Yeah.
Like, so he's still getting her asshole, but he's on top and she's on her back. And he chooses to pull the tights over her private region and his as well.
On him.
Yeah. So he pulls the tights essentially like up to his belly button while he's fucking her.
Holding
so like
onto
we're,
them.
If we want to see the fucking, it's through the sheen of the tights.
Yeah. And then she pulls in her direction too at some point. So everyone's got a piece of the tights.
And at one point he gets on top of her.
Yep.
And she's, what is it? Like, are her legs tucked in, I think? And he's like fucking her from above, sort of like pogo stick style.
Yes, he dips.
Holding the tights up down to his own ass. So if you're tracking this, he's like pogo fucking her with the tights shielding his balls and dick.
And he's dipping his penis into her asshole.
But all behind the sheet of the tights.
A direct shot of his dick going into her ass through the tights. A close-up shot.
Yeah.
Also,
because I want to watch porn, but only with the decency of watching through a pair of tights.
Baby blue nylons. Let me just mention that this woman does not sound like she likes this.
Right.
She is grunting with every thrust.
Her performance of orgasm is a very like...
She's grunting. It's like... She's grunting.
Mm-hmm.
She's not having fun.
It's an angry...
This is painful for her. It's painful for Sally the dog too. It's painful for all of us.
I mean, is it painful or is that her chosen performance of orgasm? Because... Like, I have watched an angry orgasm.
Yeah.
Like, I have watched some chicks in porn, like, come in a way that, like, implies aggression. And I actually sometimes am into that.
Yeah.
But it's just a strange, like, I don't know.
It's like
also could
guttural,
be, like, a cultural difference.
Yeah,
like,
maybe. This is how they
rather than the, like, submissive, like, like, it's that she's, like, I am a strong woman, and you fuck my ass, and I'm mad about it, and I will come with anger. I mean, there's probably a part of the world that lends to that.
Definitely an Eastern European. Eastern Europe.
If she is, in fact, Eastern European, we'll never know for sure.
I'm going to say that that's where they're from.
I think it's a totally fair bet.
Yeah.
Without information about where this porn came from, we just won't officially know.
It's certainly not Arab.
No. There's nothing identifiably Arab about this porn except for the title.
And she has neon green acrylic nails.
Oh, I forgot about her nails.
With like rhinestones on them.
Interesting touch.
You know
what
else
is an interesting
touch? It did
tell a whole story. Her nails, I was like, where does she work? Like,
you know,
at a salon, wearing that dress. And then
she's got rainbow colored butterfly clips in her bun.
I didn't even notice that.
Well, you missed out.
I really did.
It was a beautiful touch.
I really did.
Art direction, you know?
Costume. Is that what that is? Or is that just... personality.
It's just where she what she happened to be wearing the day
she's
she got
some style.
She got fucked in the ass.
So then we finish.
God.
He fucks her in the ass. He comes in her ass.
And then
we get the shot of it finding its way out again.
She pushes it out.
She pushes it out.
While she's spreading her ass.
Yeah, she's spreading her ass. She's play, but all underneath the tights. So the fluid gets enmeshed.
Oh no! The tights are not on at this point. Tights are still pulled down.
Oh, but she puts them back on.
She puts them back on.
Yeah,
and then
gets
she
the fluid
kind of
involved
like
in the
plays
tights
with the cum on her tights. What else? To
what
say?
To say? Was there also? Oh, I have a note here. We have to like come up, maybe we call it sandbagging, but when a woman is being fucked from behind and her boob job is hanging down
yeah.
and it has that unfortunate like
shape.
Perforated
yeah.
dented texture
yeah
that happens
mm-hmm.
Is there anything that we like?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
no, I liked the dress that I saw for 2 seconds.
I didn't even like the dress.
I think I liked the.
I'm trying to think if there were like segments of fucking where I was like, this looks like, I mean, sure. Every porn has like 30 seconds of like, sure, this is fucking, But there was nothing that drew me in or was intriguing.
No, I was scared for her butthole.
Yeah. Was there lube in this?
No.
Did anybody spit on his dick or anything?
I don't think so. They don't have lube in Eastern Europe.
Well, let's not stereotype. They certainly have lube in Eastern Europe. There are parts of Eastern Europe that probably have better sex education than the U.S.
That's true.
Because
you're right.
Very bad about that here.
We're behind.
But
that's why we're here.
I don't think that they're... Don't take on too much. Don't overpromise, Rachel. But we're here to tell you, like, probably use lube when you put your dick in an ass.
Something. And don't leave your tights on.
Well, I mean, do what you want. We're not here to fetish shame.
Okay,
but,
fine, yeah.
But, like, I don't think this was one of those. I don't think this is about someone really having a strong fetish so much as someone being like, what can we do that nobody else is doing? Yeah.
They're like, fuck plot line.
Let's just get the tights involved. Let's just keep the tights going the whole time.
I got a hot concept.
Yeah.
Baby blue.
Listen, bro, listen.
Tights.
Tights. There's a better way. I have seen porn that has stuff around tights and playing with like.
Tights are big
and like panties and like fucking through tights and that kind of stuff. But
I'm going to tell you this. Tights are big.
This was a one off. This was not that.
They go hand in hand, I think.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Like a lot of anal. It'll be like people are wearing tights and they like cut the crotch out.
Hmm.
Like a lot of solo videos, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I hate tights. They make me gassy. It's too much pressure around my abdomen.
I don't like tights either. I associate tights with church, which are both things that I didn't enjoy.
Uncomfortable.
I'll sometimes wear tights in cold weather.
Oh.
As like a liner to stay warm. Yeah. But I always wear them a size up.
Yeah.
Because I don't stop, you know. Mm. I gotta digest.
Yeah.
I've never thought about how whether they make me gassy.
Oh.
But I certainly get really annoyed at a pinchy tight.
Mm-hmm.
I digress. Are either of these going in your spank bank?
Yes. His was first in my ass.
That's a great porn.
Going into my spank bank for
great
sure.
Porn. Now I feel like I have to have anal. Like I have to do that
sometimes,
at some point.
Yeah, you should.
And I will, if I do, I it's will warm up with this porn perhaps.
Yeah, it's pleasurable.
Maybe I'll watch it with someone before
oh, there
we
you go.
Do highly some recommended. Anal stuff.
This is a good porn to be like, this is what I want.
Another thing
my
on my
anal.
To-do list. What were you going
to
say?
This is a good porn to be like, this is what I want my anal experience to be like.
Yeah. You could show this to a partner and say, aim for this.
Aim for this.
Aim high, bro.
All right, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for tuning in.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for women. And don't forget to rate us 5 stars. 5 stars are nothing. If you do rate us 5 stars and want to include in your review a little search term you want us to feature or your porn name, we'd love to read that kind of thing.
We love it.
And maybe we'll feature you on the show in the future.
And just a reminder, the links to these videos you can find on our website. Check them out. Watch them.
Not Arab Girl. You can't find that there.
We will not
you
be promoting that.
You gotta find that on your own.
Just search Arab Girl at spankbang.com if you really want to find it.
Yeah.
But spoiler alert, it's not good.
It's not worth your time.
Yeah.
So sorry.
They Thanks so best. Much, guys. Thanks for listening. See you next time on Girls on Porn.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.